This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning to you. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. And we welcome in on the hotline, love talking to him, Jeff Hathorn. By the way, tell us all about talking to Jeff Hathorn, Crowley. What do we have to say right now? Go ahead with it.
Yeah, Jeff Hathorn brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best pro shop in Pittsburgh.
Sure is, and Jeff Hathorn's the best pro in Pittsburgh. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Good. We are great. You excited about Steelers OTAs?
That's why the sun's out. It knows it's OTA day. No more screwing around with the weather. Let's get it going and get the big team going.
All right, you tell me about Stephon Tuitt. Will he be there?
I don't know. I would love to give you an answer. I don't know. Obviously, it's one of the stories of camp. He, Deontay Johnson, they're volunteer, but because of their situations, it'll be interesting to see if they show up. Maybe not even on day one, but at some point over these voluntary workouts here over the next few weeks.
Jeff, the Steelers have, in the offseason, filled some voids on their team, whether it was offensively or defensively. But one spot I've been keeping my eye out on is backup running back. I feel there's a need for a veteran backup running back to take away some of the touches of Najee Harris. Do you think it's crucial for them to find a veteran backup running back in the next month?
Yeah, I think it would be a good ad for them. I agree with you. I mean, and they don't have to rush to do it because – someone's going to get released or something's going to happen. In the meantime, I did a story on her on 93.7thefan.com. Mateo Durant is really intriguing to me. He's a little over 6 foot, had a really good career at Duke, and he was on some bad Duke teams. But the guy can catch the football. He's got a little bit of power. I think that's a guy that the Steelers brought in, may have gone under the radar because he wasn't drafted, but that's a guy who's got an opportunity if he can play special teams to make this team. But to your point, I think if the Steelers are planning to do something or go somewhere, some veteran depth in that backfield would be a pretty big add.
Jeff, let me circle back around to people that may or may not be there today when OTAs start. It sounds like Deontay Johnson is back in town, maybe a little later than expected, but back in town. Do you expect him to be there today when things get started?
Given his track record and the way he practices, I do. I do expect him to be at practice. Obviously, there's some contract stuff that could change it, and it changed it for T.J. Watt during training camp last year, but I do expect Johnson there today.
Jeff Hathorn joins us here. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. All right, everybody's going to be tuned in. Everybody's going to be looking. Everybody's going to be watching Twitter for the updates, and they need to have it. Who takes the first snap with the first team?
Wouldn't it be incredible if Mike Tomlin, if the seventh rounder took the first snap?
Or Mason Rudolph, yeah.
Just for him to, shake it up and then have a look over at all of us and smile. I think taking the first snap will be Mitch Trubisky today. That's what I think will be taking the first snap. But, here's the thing. We're not allowed to report that stuff. We have to get it confirmed by players. So it's, don't expect that at 10:01, you're going to see all these tweets about, whoever's taking the first snap. Just know that information's going to come out a little bit later. But, yeah, we're going to be monitoring how many snaps. We're going to overreact to it because, everybody's excited to see how that's going to work. Here's another thing that I want to watch, and there's no hitting yet, but who's the center that takes the first reps? That I think that's.
Well, have we undersold J.C. Hasenauer in this whole situation?
Maybe. I mean, I expect it's going to be Cole to start the season, but what if it's Kendrick Green and throughout camp it's Kendrick Green running first? I mean, I don't expect that, but I think that's another battle to watch for. That I think everybody assumes, okay, they brought in this free agent, but we'll see how camp plays out. More so, you know, training camp, but these OTAs will be, I think, intriguing to me on who works with the ones.
Jeff, usually when an OTA starts, everybody's there, whether it's a, you know, president, owners, front office, everybody's somewhat around and paying attention to, you know, what's going on of the first day of OTAs. And, you know, all of us want to pay attention to the players on the field and the body language and how a guy does this rep, how a guy throws this route, how a guy attacks this. But I feel like you should pay attention to the body language and the actions of Brandon Hunt or Omar Khan, because that might be telling of if they're going to be sticking around or not.
Assuming they're out there watching.
Yes.
You know, yes, I would agree with you. And if one is and the other isn't, or if both are out, I mean, yeah, that is another. And it's weird to kind of go into this situation because there's been so much stability to not have a general for the Steelers, not to have a general manager at this point. I expect that is going to happen here soon. But I give the Steelers this, you know, they're going to do it their way. And damn it, they're not going to rush to a decision. And they've been good at not leaking stuff and, you know, telling these candidates, hey, don't put anything out there. And it has been a tightly guarded secret. But I do expect here within the week or so that the Steelers will have a general manager.
How do you expect the Devin Bush, Miles Jack dynamic to play out? I mean, they should be playing next to each other, but they're also very similar in some of their size and style.
I expect them to be next to each other. And the energy we saw from Miles Jack after, you know, the announcement and, you know, him saying that he wants to work with Devin Bush, that he has a lot of potential, and that Jack feels like that this opportunity is rejuvenating his career to work with Brian Flores. I expect a lot of energy, and I think those guys are going to work well together. I think each are going to embrace the other being there. I think it's going to be a positive for both. Maybe a new opportunity, even though, you know, for Devin Bush, he knows he's singing for his supper because this is, you know, his final year before he's hoping for a new contract.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. 7:30, I want to have this discussion, but I wanted to run this past you. Now, this is something it's touchy, but I think it does need to be tackled. The Steelers are in a precarious spot from a public relations standpoint. Certainly before Jeff or during the first home game, they were going to honor and acknowledge Dwayne Haskins. Now do you have to change the way you were going to do that? And how do they honor or acknowledge? Do they tone it down? Do they not do it? Do they change? What happens now in light of everything that came out yesterday?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I think as journalists, and you guys know this, you know, you run into this where people will say, we don't need to know. You know, he died. Don't go digging that stuff up. But I think our job is to inform the public and then let them decide. So people could be out there, why do you even look at this? It doesn't matter. You're hurting his reputation. But I think it's fact that people will take and do whatever they want with. I think the Steelers will do recognition. I don't know if they ever were going to do anything huge, but I still think they will recognize. But I think it'll be a moment of silence. I don't even know if it would be a video, probably a picture, a moment of silence, remembering Dwayne Haskins, and then I think they'll move on.
Guys, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe that either it's the NFL or the Steelers are opening the locker rooms to the media again, right, this year? Okay, so, Jeff, how crucial is that? How crucial is that to grab that camaraderie with players and being able to be in the locker room and having players trust you and you trust players throughout the season, throughout training camp, whenever you're doing interviews in that nature? Because as a player and thinking back, you know, you kind of overlook that a little bit. You're kind of just almost a robot throughout the season. But now being on this side of it, I feel like that is a crucial development between media and player of being in the locker room and having that one-on-one area.
Yeah, and we're getting a trial today. So there's going to be open locker room today, but not on Wednesday and Thursday. And you got to your point, I mean, about half the guys in that room have never had an open locker room, ever. I mean, they didn't have it in college, and they didn't have it their first couple of years as pros or if they're rookies or whatever. So this is going to be a new experience for them. But I think that's where you build relationships in those locker rooms. You know, they can gain trust because they can talk to the reporter. It's not just at a podium, or it's not, you know, a Zoom call that, you know, you can, and they, if they have an issue with you, they can come to you mm-hmm. and they can see you and talk to you and, you know, give their piece. I think it's good back and forth to have the locker room opportunities. Now, most of the guys won't want you in there, and I get it. That's their room, but we're kind of back to a little normalcy. I'm really excited because, you know, for decades we were in locker rooms and building relationships and doing interviews, and we'll be back today.
I want to switch gears for just a minute, Jeff. What's your big takeaway from Ron Hextall yesterday afternoon speaking after the Brian Rust extension?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, they are currently talking to Malkin and Letang, and you know, Hextall was said a couple of times about salary cap and wishing he had more money. To me, that means that they're having serious conversations with Letang and Malkin, because if you think about the money the chunk they would take from that cap, I think that's very prevalent, because I don't think they're having, you know, just courtesy talks, that they're having legit talks and bringing those guys back. He also said that they're out to win a Stanley Cup. There's no rebuilding. And, you know, another thing that came out that a lot of people haven't said much about, I mean, I give him credit. Hextall came out and said, yeah, the Rangers were targeting our heads. GMs don't normally say that, especially a guy who had, what, 700 career penalty minutes? Like, he said that Gensel and Crosby, the Rangers were targeting their heads. I think that's a pretty big step in that, how he wants headshots out of the league. For a GM to say that, as much as we've been saying, hey, who's going to step up from the Penguins? It's a guy who maybe wasn't the cleanest hockey player of all time, that's saying that, it, you know, enough is enough with headshots.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Jeff working hard, obviously working overtime at OTAs. I assume there'll be a ton disseminated from there and put onto our website. What else we got going on?
Yeah, you can also hear what Hextall had to say. That Raw is on our website. And Derek Shelton with a team meeting after the blowout on Sunday, and Ke'Bryan Hayes saying that helped kind of get their energy and get them back where they needed to be for the win yesterday. So a lot of all that stuff, plus, as you mentioned, we'll have a ton from OTAs with myself and Josh. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.